Good afternoon. Welcome to the studio, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
So, how did you get involved in wedding photography?
Well, I was having some exhibitions in coffee shops and small galleries, and I got introduced to someone who was in the business.
And what is key to taking good wedding photographs?
Be sympathetic to the situation as it's developing in front of you. Be flexible about what kind of pictures you take, and try to avoid the obvious shot. But sometimes the obvious shot needs to be taken. So just be flexible about what's happening around you.
And do you think the development of digital technology has been good for photography?
Yes, I would say so. To give you an example, I would say that kids growing up today have an unbelievable amount of images of themselves growing up, whereas you and I of a certain generation are perhaps only 20 or 30, a few dozen at most, and that's it. It's a kind of democratization of images in terms of numbers. But as a negative to that, I suppose you could say that there's almost no limit to what can be done, and in a sense that in itself is limiting because there is no limit. The only limit, again, is your own imagination.
What do you think about using software to enhance photos?
I'm in love with using software and every kind of technology to make my photographs the best that they can be. It comes down to using certain effects. I mean, it might be, for example, that you see an effect which you haven't seen before, you haven't done before, in a magazine, and you think, okay, how is that done? And you have to look at it and find out, okay, well, maybe they've done this, maybe they've done that, maybe they've used that particular piece of software. And then you find a way to work that into your photography. And if you like the look of it, you can keep it. And if you don't, you know, if it doesn't work, you can still get rid of it. But the thing you have to be ready to do is to jump on the bandwagon.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to make a career out of photography?
I would say good luck and take as many photos as you can. Take not just single photos, but take series of photos. Try and tell a story with the photography and find someone who you can use as a teacher, as a resource, and pick their brains. Find out how to get better. Show your pictures to as many people as possible who know what they are talking about, not just your mom. And also, maybe, if you can, try to assist someone who is a photographer in the field that you want to get into.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. Questions. Number 26. What does Peter say about the use of technology in photography? Number 27. What does Peter recommend that people hoping to make a career out of photography do?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.